Appreciate that. Linda from Mississippi, thank you for calling us. What's your question for us tonight?
Hello?
Hello, Linda. What's your question for us tonight?
Miss Marana said she had no relationship, Miss Marana, and yet in the 80s they're criticized for only doing collages and only dwelling on relationship. What would you do today, have families do for their children and their young people to get the best of both? Thank you. Peace.
All right, Linda. Thank you.
She wants to know about the relationships?
Well, the extremes of the 60s, like the, right, the macro, you know, with all that, whereas we want a relationship with Christ. How do you keep the kind of the best of both if you want to try to educate our children, make sure mm-hmm. they catch it, but also, you know, that they...
Well, I think part of it is the example that's given in the home. You know, remember I said about my story was, it was all about just going to Mass on Sunday, and in my home, there was no Bible. We didn't have a Bible. There was no praying before meals. We never prayed the rosary. So I think you have to connect both worlds. I think the family itself, if you're simple things like you don't pick up your fork unless you've thanked the Lord. Do you have a Bible or two visible at home? And one for the children, like a children's Bible that they can read. And do you sit and read the Bible with the children? You know, I'm a former first and second grade teacher, and reading is a big issue. And if you want the children to read the Bible, well, then maybe we need to have family reading time where you're reading the adult Bible and they're reading the similar story with their children's Bible. I think you have to incorporate it into your home life. It's just not going to happen by some miracle, you know, wishing it to. That's what I think as far as that goes.
I was thinking about joining clubs. I'm not a club joiner, but right. One that comes to mind most recent in my life is Knights of Columbus. You become right. a knight and you go through the degrees and you become yeah. a part of it. And the degrees have great meaning.
Yeah.
And they explain what the significance of being a member of the Knights of Columbus. But you can go through and miss the point of what the degrees mean and become maybe even an active Knight of Columbus member. But without an act of faith in God, because right. you're part of a club.
Yeah, exactly.
You might enjoy the club meetings or doing things. You might be a very generous person, but yet miss what it's all about because you didn't hear what they said at degree 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah.
The same thing happens. I mean, that's essentially, you were going through all the...
I went through all the motions, right, without the real understanding, with really unpacked. Yeah. What's in our religion, really understanding it.
So yeah. In answer to that lady's fine question, I mean, really, any way we can possibly, it's probably almost an infinite number of ways
right.
that we can make sure that our children don't only go through
the motions. Right.
But we don't want to throw the motions out as if they were an abstraction. We want to help them understand, but all along the way, make sure they see that through the icons and through the music and through the statues and through the devotions is Jesus.
That's right.
And that they recognize it's all because of Him.
And I think children, too, will recognize if you as the parent have a relationship with Jesus and you are real firm in your faith, a believer, and you're doing things, like I said, reading the Bible with them and talking to them about Jesus. You know, I see this, you know, Marcus, as I travel around the country. I have the privilege of meeting so many families in my work with Priests for Life. And I look at some of those families and I look back and I said, gee, I wish I had that. I kind of look at wishful thinking like when I was growing up. Because you see some of these families, they're so devout. It's a sincere
And you were describing devotion. Your mother-in-law. And
right.
you, even as you described her, you described the motions.
Mm-hmm.
But yet... you knew from her witness and her prayer that it was more than motions.
Exactly.
You could see that in her witness, that it was a deep belief and surrender and faith in Jesus Christ
That's right.
that gave meaning to her motions and her
yeah.
devotions and
mm-hmm.
all the things.
Yeah.
Let's take our next